Today's daf in Masechet Brachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Tetzayin, and we're holding on that Tefav Omud Beit at the bottom. So that the last thing that we discussed was the issue of how it is that one is Mekabel, O Malchus Shamayim Shlema, and what is the halacha of das and the amount of das, the relationship of chinuch, and so on. To your kavan of Kriyat Shema. We're holding on the bottom, the last line, Vamar B'chami B'Rabbi Chanina. Lama nismechu ahalim. L'nechalim dechtiv k'nechalim natoyu k'ganot alei nahar k'ohalim nata. Rashi learns that the connection of ohel to nachal is this pasuk. At the end of the pasuk, it says k'ohalim nata. Tosfos says the word k'ohalim nata is not a reference to tents over here. This is ahalim nata. Ahalim nata refers to aloes, which are spices, but not has nothing to do with tents. Therefore, Tosus learns it's a reference to the pasuk before, which is Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov Kinechalim Natayu. So the Torah is comparing Ohalei Torah to Nechalim. Lomar lecha, Ma Nechalim Alim Et Adami Tuma Letahara, Afo Alim Alim Et Adami Kav Chova Lekav Zichud. So in the same way that you go to a mikveh, and that was what we were talking before, the Erchatz B'Nikayon was Ki'ilu Taval. And therefore, over here, learning Torah in an ohel does the same thing for the neshama that the actual tefillah in a nachal does for the guf. And therefore, the ohel is mala anodam from kaf chovala kaf zechut. The Rambam actually brings la'alocha this concept, that a person could be tovel, his lashon is tovel, b'nei hadad. You actually dip yourselves, a tefillah, inside the water of da'at and of chibur, which is mala you to Torah. Remember that this means reading the actual words in the pasuk backwards according to Rashi, or reading the psukim out of order according to other Rishonim, but does not refer to reading the parshios out of order. So Rabbani Veravasi have a kakatrin like an anulur belozer. Amarlo adachavach izivashma milta debe midrasha. So they, Rabbani and Ravasi, were sitting there making up the chuppah for Rebbe Lazar. Meanwhile, Rebbe Lazar is quite bored. I mean, he's got nothing to do. He's sitting there watching them make a chuppah. So he says to him, listen, I'm not going to waste my time over here. I'm going to go back to the Beis HaMidrash. I'll learn while you do all the dirty work. And then I'll come back over here and I'll tell you what it is that I learned. So that way we all get ahead in life. Okay, so meanwhile he goes to Beis HaMidrash. And he hears a Tana saying, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, that if somebody, the Mishnah talks about if you were Karavita, you should go back to the place that you know you made a mistake. But what if you don't know that place? So what Tana says in front of Rabbi Yochanan, if you do not know any of the Alechem Ta'av, if you're holding the Emsa Perak, you know that you're somewhere in the middle of the Ahav Ta'av, you don't remember, or somewhere in the middle of Ayam Shema'as, go back to the beginning, Yachzor L'Rosh. If you find yourself between Prakim, and you're not quite sure where you are, so Bein Perak L'Perak, Yachzor L'Perak Rishon, then you better make sure that you said everything right. Go back to the beginning of first Perak. If you're not sure, you're about to say Uchtav Tam, then you're not sure whether you're supposed to be saying that as the end of the Haftah or at the end of Ayam Shemoa, which happens all too often. So then you're going to have to go back to the Ketiva Rishona. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said to that Tana, this is only true if you didn't start saying Leman Yerbuy Mechem. But if you started saying Leman Yerbuy Mechem, then you can be certain that Sirche Nakat Vi'ate, for sure, you are following your habit. And since your tongue led you on to start off Leman Yerbuy Mechem, you must have completed the Uchtav Tam of the second parsha of Kriyat Shema. This is how most Rishonim learn. Rashi has a very strange pshat. Rashi learns that if you're not certain if you completed the entire parak of Vayomer, and you know for a fact that you had said Leman Yerbuy Mechem Vimei V'Nechem, then for sure you could be certain that you continued on. The other Rishonim ask on Rashi that makes no sense, because if anything, Vayomer, its relationship to Leman Yerbuy Mechem, is the least of things that you would be familiar with as a habit, because remember in Eretz Yisrael, they used to be Mekatzin and Vayomer completely. So why in the world would you assume that you said it properly? That's why they learned the other pshat, which is very reasonable. So anyway, he comes back and he tells it to his friends, Rabbami and Rabbasi, who are busy making his chuppah. They're so excited. They say, my God, if we had only come for this, to hear this amazing vort, it would have been worth it. Richie is still missing. Doc is missing. That's today, Sunday. That's when he works in the morning. Okay. Zok Eilig Mishnah. Ha'umanim korim barosh ha'ilana barosh ha'nidbach ma'shein rishayin la'asot kein betfilah. Getting back now to the topic, of course, the topic being the way in which one reads Kriyat Shema, which has to do with not only pronunciation, but also circumstances and the way in which you are able to be in terms of Amida, or you're allowed to do other things. So we're continuing on over here with workers. Some have po'alim, by the way, which make a little bit more sense, because we're not talking about umanim necessarily, who are skilled workers. We're talking about workers in general. So these guys are busy. They're up on top of a tree, and they're pickers. They're doing the job of picking fruit. Or they're wall builders, which may be umanim. And they're in the Rosh HaNidbach, and they're sitting there on top of a skyscraper. And it's a little bit iffy to say, Kriyat Shema, close your eyes when you're in a girder, you know, on the 41st floor. So they are allowed to say Kriyat Shema up there, but they are not allowed to say Tefillah up there because you can't concentrate. Chatan patur mi Kriyat Shema, Laila Rishana v'ad Motzei Shabbat. We give a chosen from the first night. We're talking about the chosen of a betula, remember, as we saw earlier. We're going to get into that in the Gemara. So if he has managed to sleep with her from the first night through Motzei Shabbat, then that time up until he actually successfully concludes his consummation, he is pater from Kriyat Shema. But up until then, after that, he's chayev. But if he's already at Motzei Shabbos and he has not had intercourse, then we assume that he's already sufficiently comfortable with the idea that even if this betula turns out to not have been as shiny clean as she claims to have been, that he's not going to make a big fuss over it at this point. So Mamela is no longer considered to be Torud. Rabbi Gamliel got married with a betula, and he said Kriyat Shema. So his Talmidim said him, L'madatena Rabbeinu shechatan patur mikriyat shema. From here we learn how it is that you're supposed to address the Rav when you see him doing something wrong. You say, didn't you teach us that? A chosen is potter from Kriyat Shema. And he said, what the heck is with you guys? Shut up. I'm going to listen to you, and I should be mevatel kabbalos al malchus shamayim, even one night? Get out of here. Okay, we're going to talk about why this is not, of course, a violation of the psak. Why would it be a violation? All he said is your potter. What would be wrong with making yourself chayev? Well, remember that to act as if you are holier than thou is ipso facto considered to be an iser, because it is showing gaiva. So anybody who acts something that is not really a chayev, being machmir is oser. And therefore they asked him. The Gemara is going to ask, well, actually the Mishnah itself is going to address the question of whether you have a right to be machmir if you are not known to be a person who really is such a big tzaddik that should be machmir. Tana Rabbana. By the way, we have one of the most enormous dapim today, so please bear with me. I'll do my best, but oh my gosh. So, that says in the Braita that there are certain types of trees that you can actually say Shemona Esrei on if they have a tremendous number of branches and you feel very comfortable in them. And therefore, if you're talking about an olive tree or fig tree, you feel very secure and you can even daven. But Shar Kol Ilanot Yordim Lamato Mitpalalim, normal trees, you better get down to the ground. A Baal HaBayit who's not working for someone else can always take the time and get off of the tree, for God's sake. I don't care what kind of tree it is. And daven properly. So is Yorid L'mato Mitpalel, because certainly Ein Da'atom Yoshevet Alav, you certainly are not going to be at the same level of concentration up in a tree as you would be on the ground. If you're working for somebody else, obviously we take into consideration the fact that you're in someone else's rishus and can't pamper yourself so much to have absolutely perfect concentration. Ramile Rav Mori Barad Bat Shmuel. Remember that Rav Mori is a son of the daughter of Shmuel and does not have a father. The reason he does not have a father is because Shmuel's daughter was raped by a guy who was not Jewish. His name was Isser. He subsequently was Megayer. It's very dangerous to rape Shmuel's daughter. My God, next thing you know, because you're chayev in all the mitzvahs, and you become a Talmud Chacham, and this guy became a big Talmud Chacham. So they used to quote him also, but Lemaisa, this is the son of that guy who was Mamish Talmud Chacham in the Beis HaMedrash, and he was called Rav Mori either by Rochel, which was her name, or the son of Bat Shmuel. So he asked Rava, doesn't it say in the Mishnah, when the Tzadanu Umanim Korim Barosh Elam Barosh Anit Bach, which is Mashma, that you do not need a full kavona to say Kriyat Shema, because otherwise, how are you able to sit there on a girder on the 41st floor and say Kriyat Shema? And yet, doesn't it say, Ya Kriyat Shema Tzor Shechavin Et Libo, Shenema Shema Yisrael, Vul Alano Omer Haskit Ushma Yisrael, and haskeit means really deep concentration. So mala halan b'haskeit afkan b'hasteik, b'haskeit, ishtik. So Rava didn't have an answer. So he said, do you have an answer? Midish milach abaham? And he said, well, actually, which is usually the case when people ask things and they stump other people, they actually have a hidden answer, you know. So omele, halkyom rev sheshes, v'hu shebetelim bimlachtan v'korin. The point over here is not that you're on the 41st floor girder. It's that we're worried about the fact that you are busy. And how can you concentrate by a skate? I understand. Just to close your eyes for a minute, okay, that could be concentration. But if you're telling me that they're supposed to remain where they are, I thought that that meant that they remained doing what they were doing. So this guy's welding on the 41st floor, you understand. How is he supposed to concentrate on Kriyat Shema? So Rav Sheshes explained, he stops welding. That's the point. And he has to be botel mimalachta v'korin. V'atanya, Beit Hillel omrim, ozkim b'malachtan v'korin. But doesn't it say that you can even be welding? Ah, lokasha b'perek rishon, ha'b'perek sheni. Now remember, it was Rava Shita before that paskin, and we ended up paskining according to Tosis like Rava, because he was Basra, that you only need kavon in the first Pasuk, which is Rabbi Meir Shita. And that's how we paskin. So when it says over here, the first perek, and we're talking to Rava, it's highly unlikely that he meant the first perek. And when he's talking about the perek Rishon, he meant the first pasuk. And even those old Yidid Kavana that argue on Rabbi Meir, even they are made it's only by perek Rishon. Certainly by perek Sheni, you're allowed to do your malacha. Tan Rabbanan Apoalim Shayosi Malacha Yitzo Ba'ala Bayit. Korin kriyat shema mavorchin lefanem alach areah, vachon pitan mavorchin lefanem alach areah, umit palim tefilah sheshmoneh esrei. If these workers are working with the Baal HaBayit, then they can say the full kriyat shema together with the brochas of kriyat shema before, the brochas of kriyat shema after. They're allowed when they eat to make brochas before and to say a full birkat hamazon afterwards. When it's time for tefilah, they say this full shmoneh esrei. However, they are not allowed to be the chazan. That takes too much time. They have to get out of there before chazor sashatz. And if they're kohanim, they are not allowed to be nosei kapayam because they're not in their own rishos. Asks the Gemara, but it says in another brayta, they do not say the entire shmoneh esrei. They only say havinenu, which is called me'ein shmoneh esrei. The same way we refer to me'ein sholosh brachas, me'ein sholosh as being alamichya. So it's a shortened form of the brachas of Birkat HaMazon. So make up your mind. Do they say the entire Shmoneh Esrei or Avinenu? Omer Rav Sheshes, I don't get it. What's the problem? Horam Gamliel, Horam Yoshua. You know that there's a machlokas later on whether you're allowed to daven Avinenu. According to Rav Gamliel, you have to say Shmoneh Esrei every day. And according to Rabbi Yoshua, you can get away with saying Avinenu. So this is going like Rabbi Yoshua. No, come on. If it's going like Rabbi Yoshua, why would we be talking about Poalim? Afilu kol adam nami. You're right. Both are going on Rav Gamliel, and yet in this case, Rav Gamliel is allowing you to get away with saying Avinenu. So why in one case does it say the whole Shmoneh Esrei, in the other case it says Avinenu? Because it depends on your circumstances. If you're being paid for your work, so then you don't have a right to take off to say the entire Shmoneh Esrei, you have to say Avinenu. But if you are working for keep, and you're osim b'seudatan, then it's different. And it's assumed that you were hired with the understanding that you'll see a full Shemoneh Esrei. And indeed, Vatanya, the Brayta says, you don't say brachas before eating, which is only drabanan, but you do say brachas after eating, which is diorita, but you do not say all of the brachas of Birkat HaMazon. Actually, you only say two brachot. How is that? Well, you say the bracha Rishana Ki Tikuna, which is the Birkat HaZan, and then the second bracha, you start with the normal Pticha of Birkat HaAretz, no Delecha, but you include Bonei Yerushalayim in Birkat HaAretz, because Bonei Yerushalayim is ultimately part of the Binyan of Eretz Yisrael, Bichlal, and you skip the bracha Tov HaMeitiv, which was the later Tikun of afterwards, the Haruge Beitar, that you don't say at all. And therefore, we see that you cannot do the whole thing. But Pamedvor Memurim, when is that? When you're getting paid. If, however, you are working for keep, or the Baal HaBayit is participating in the actual meal, then it's assumed that the Baal HaBayit wants to have a normal Birkat HaMazon and a normal sense of eating with people. He wouldn't be eating with the Poalim. We'll have to rush and get out of there. So there, mevorchin ketikuna, like a regular meal. So we find over here essentially three different dargas. One is the difference in payment. Are you working for keep? Are you being paid? And the other is the question of, is the Baal HaBayit with you, meaning present, or is the Baal HaBayit actually eating together with you? In which case, we're making lagabe the Birkat HaMazon, even if you're working for money. Chatan Patur Mikriyat Shema. Now this we're going to be able to run through because we had the entire sugya earlier. Earlier it was being brought up in terms of the Machlokas Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai about whether Belech Techov HaDerech means any old way, or it's coming to tell me that you're Patur if you're Isaac B'mitzvah, remember? So Beit Shammai was saying, well, Belech Techov HaDerech doesn't mean you could be walking along. It's still only B'shoch of Kumecha. In that context, we brought the entire sugya that we're about to have today, but the focus today, of course, in the context of our parak, is your ability to concentrate. So let's review what we had before. A chasen is potter mikriyat shema. Tana rabbanan. B'shiftecha b'veitecha means not if you're being oisik b'mitzvah. B'lechtecha b'derech excludes a chasen. Mikan amru, and this is the basis of our saying, ha-koneset ta-bedutla ha-peltur, ve'et amonach chayav. Now, none of this makes any sense on the surface, so let's once again reconstruct our thinking. My mashma. How in the world does Belech Techov HaDerech tell me that if you're a chosen, you don't read Kriyat Shema? That's wild. Omer of Papa, well, it's comparing it to a derech. I mean, a derech is your stomp driving out to a movie or something, right? So just like a derech is rishus, so it means as long as you're doing something that's a rishus. But if you're busy with a mitzvah, then you're potter. What? And who says that you're going to a movie? Why can't derech mean that you're going to the Beis HaMedrash? I mean, good heavens, we have to assume the worst. I mean, Milo Askina to Kazav Advar Mitzvah. Va'afilo Achyam Rachman Alikra, the Torah saying, say Kriyat Shema even when you're on the road. What road? The road to the Beis HaMedrash. So I don't get it. No, the point isn't derech. The point is, it's Belech Techa HaDerech. What is Belech? It could have said, my Belech Techa. Shema mina Belech Ditcha, your own halicha. Hude mechayavta, only then you chayav. But if you were going for a mitzvah, then indeed you would be potter. Wait a minute. So then if that's the case, you're telling me that there's a tour of a chosen, and or somebody's doing even a mitzvah. Note, again to remind you, the oisik b'mitzvah of the first lashon, the Belech Techa HaDerech, is the second point, right? Which is even the chosen, because the oisik b'mitzvah would have mean physically oisik b'mitzvah. The lech techa in terms of derech to a wedding is not physically doing a mitzvah, it's the tirda in your mind of doing the mitzvah. Now, if that's the point, why are we saying only a betula, even an almana, because you are mentally involved in a mitzvah, right? So nami. No, because mentally involved in preparation is not called tirda. Tirda means that you're unable to focus. Well, that's the point. So if you're unable to focus, then even if the stock market fell, then you should be potter from Kriyat Shema. So afilu tavas vina tobayam. Alom omer babar bazav dom arav avel chayav b'chol mitzvot amurot b'torah. So why then do we say that if someone is an avel, he's potter from all He's chayev in all mitzvahs. He should be potter in all mitzvahs because he's tarud. He's thinking about his terrible loss. Just to remind our lion cub over here about how much of a clear-cut inability. Wait, our lion cub just disappeared. Where is Ari? My gosh, he just cut off. There he is. Okay. I just want to remind you about the chassid on his way to the wedding. Remember the black guy who knocked on the window. And he warned you. You better perk up, man. You got to do what you got to do. Brilliant. So even he could see this guy is not prepared for marriage. What's he dressed up like this for? It was a brilliant, brilliant scene. So anyway, so the question over here is, what about the Avel? Isn't an Avel Torud? But that's the point. He's not Torud because his tirda is his own psychological pain at the loss of his loved one, but he doesn't have a mitzvah to be Torud. So there's two components. The patur of Esek B'mitzvah, an Esek B'mitzvah with a level of Makshava that would be Matur the Makshava, but just the fact that you're upset about the losses of the stock market does not patur you. The only mitzvah that he's potter from the Ovel is Tefillin. Shenemar ben Peher, Shenemar Peherecha Chavosh Alecha, and other mitzvahs he's chayev. Why? Hatam tirda de reshut, hacham tirda de mitzvah. So once there's tirda mitzvah, that's together the two issues, pater. Okay, Zokter Helega Mishnah. Rachatz Laila Rishon Shemeta Ishto. There was another thing that Rabbi Gamliel did, once we already talked about these inconsistencies, about how he applied his psakim to others and how he applied them to himself. His wife died, and the first night after the funeral, he went ahead and he took a shower. I thought it's usher for an aval to take a shower. I'm not like regular people. Any kishar b'nei adam is tenisani. I'm a very delicate person, and I need my shower. Now, this is, of course, because the nature of the isurim that have to do with the avel is the nature of pampering. So in other words, it's something that is l'ta'anuk. If what he's doing is simply relieving himself of the pain of being sweaty or uncomfortable at not having washed, then that's not considered to be the shower that was usur. I believe personally that this means that nowadays there is no isur chitzah whatsoever to an avel, because everybody's an istinis. It's always assumed that you're going to take a shower in the morning or something. So how in the world would it be an isser? People think istinis means specifically he's got a terrible physical condition and it's very delicate. It's a question of whether the kavana is l'tanug or the kavana is just to do what you need to do in order to survive the morning. So that's what he's saying. I'm an istinis. Kishimetavi avdo. Another thing that he did that was totally inconsistent. He had a wonderful Eved, and we know that Eved was a big Talmud Chacham. We have a lot of conversations in the Gemara that happened with Tavi. So when Tavi died, he was Mekabel Olav Tanchumim, and he acted as if he was an Avel, and people were able to stand in the Shura. They were able to say, Amokam Yenachem Yitzchem. So his Talmidim said to him, Dibadetein Rabbeinu She'ein Mekabelim Tu Tanchumim Al Avadim. And he said, that's normal Avadim. My Eved's not like other people's Eved's. Ein Tavi Avdi Kashar Kol Avadim Kasher Aya. He was known as a Talmud Chacham. Chatan. Now here we get to the issue of whether you are allowed to be machmer on yourself. So Chatan Imrot said the Krot Kriyat Shema Laila HaRishon Kore. If you want as a chosen to say Kriyat Shema, you're allowed to. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says not everybody is allowed to. Lo Kol HaRotze Litol Et Hashem Mito. When you want to show everyone how great you are, that you will not allow a bittul of Malchus Shamayim, what, like Rabbi Gamliel, that's what you think you are? Whereas everybody knows, come on, buddy, you never concentrate on Kriyat Shema. What are you making this big deal? All of a sudden, tonight's a big deal. So that is actually usur. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, nowadays, nobody ever concentrates on anything. So therefore, why would you be parted from saying Kriyat Shema, since having a tirda doesn't change anything, because you never have brains? So therefore, today this whole halacha doesn't even apply because nobody expects that anybody would be concentrating under any circumstance. So what's the difference if it's your wedding night or not? Okay, a bit cynical, but a little bit very close to home. Anyway, my time with the Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, who washed on that night, must hold that Aninus Laila is the Rabbana. Dechtiva Achritaki Yomar. Now, this is a very problematic Gemara. There's a lot of discussion about it, simply because the issue over here was not aninus. The issue over here was avelus. And those are two, the pashtas, those are two completely different dinim. And many learned that the idea over here was that if aninut laila were a deoraita, then the rabbanon would have been more machmer on the avelut to assert even in the case of an istinis, and not just as part of the tanug, which is assur. There are other approaches, but in any event, it is not at all obvious why the question of aninus laila is the main problem over here. Ukeshemeta v'yavto tana rabbanon. Avadim and Shvachot, we do not treat them the way we treat a full, free Ben Yisrael. Ein omdim aleihem b'shura, when you come back from the funeral, you don't say the Birkat Avelim in the Rechava, you don't say Tanchum me'evelim avamokim yenachem etchem or min ha'shamayim tenuchomu. And there was once a Maisa where Shifchato shel Rebbe Eliezer had a maid, was with him for many years, and she died. So his Talmidim came into the house to be Menachem Avam. Rebbe Eliezer sees them coming in. He says, oh my God, these guys are crazy. Not supposed to be Menachem Avil. So he runs upstairs to the second story, which is where he lived. So he goes upstairs. So they start following him. He says, oh my gosh. So Nichlas Lanpilon, so he goes into his antechamber over there. They follow him. He goes into the living room. They follow him. He turns around and says to them, you know, I thought you guys had some brains. And maybe at them nichvim beposhrim, maybe I wouldn't have to pour hot water over you, and just like warm water would have woken you up to the fact that you're not supposed to be Menachem Avil. Here I'm pouring boiling hot water. How far are you going to follow me, for heaven's sake? I'm supposed to run into the bathroom? I taught you that lo kach shiniti lechem avadim u'shvachot ein omdim aleihem b'shura ve'ein omrim aleihem birkat avelim ve'lo tanchumei avelim. And what do you say, ma omrim aleihem? You say the same thing you would say. A guy had a car crash and he lost his beautiful automobile. What do you say to him? God should repay whatever was lost. You lost your shor, you lost your chamor, you lost your lambretti. Okay. He's not going to say, there, the same thing is true over here. Here too, kach omrim lo alavdova shivchato, amakom yemale lecha chisroncha. Tanya Yidach, another bright that says like this, you don't say hespedim on avodim and shvachot. Rabbi Yossi says, look, I mean, if he was a good guy and he's an evet kosher, you could say something brief. And you say, hoy, ish, tov, ne'eman, a guy who is nene from his own work and never expected anything from others, that you could say. So they said to Rabbi Yossi, if you say that, there's nothing more that you could say about a person. That's the greatest thing you could say. So what kind of husband would you say now for people who are not avarim u'shvachas? Mahi nachta l'ksherim. Tone rabbana. Ein korin la'avot ela l'shlosha, ve'ein korin imahot ela la'arba. In terms of the avos of Yisrael, we'll see how this relates to our sugya, because it used to be that as a personal greeting, you would call somebody Abba X or Ima X. So that was like what we would say today, Mr. or Master, same idea. So when it comes to some of the Rishonim learn this has to do with tefillah. Others learn it has nothing to do with tefillah, because then what would have to do with imahot? Where do we mention the number of imahot in the tefillah? But okay, so according to Rive, it means you don't say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. You can't say Elokei Yehuda. So you don't do that. And imahot would only be the four imahot, which means that Bila and Zilpah are not included in the list of imahot. Now, why is it that we don't call more than three? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Avot. Why can't we refer to the Shvatim? We know that they are fundamental expressions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos in the world. So, my time. Maybe because we don't know. Is Reuven our father? Is Yehuda our father? We don't know what Shemit we are anymore. Well, so then the same thing is true of the Imahot. Do you know whether your Rachel is your mother or Leah is your mother? Nonetheless, you call both Rachel and Leah Imahot. Ela adocha chashivit velo chashivit. Up till the first three generations of the Avos, that's the concept of an Av, of Klal Yisrael, Maisa Avos, Simulabonim, and all of the issues of Avos that are koveya, the nature of the Nishmas Yisrael. Same thing is true of the Imahos. More than that is not part of the fundamental structure of Nishmas Yisrael. Now, another brighter relates this to our circuit. Tanya Idak, Havadim Shvachot, even on a personal level, you don't call them Mr. So-and-so, Abba Ploni, or Ima Ploni. But another one of the non-consistencies of Rebbe Gamliel was that in Rebbe Gamliel's home, they used to call the Avadim and Shvachot Mr. and Mrs., which is Abba and Ima, which normally would not be done. And why is that? Are you bringing a Maaseh Listor? What, you're bringing a story that shows that our Psak was wrong? No, it's different over there. And that's because Bishum Dechashive. So now the question over here, Bishum Dechashive, most understand the meaning is like this. The reason you don't allow children to call an Eved, because normally children speak with respect to their elders, and if they, you know, there's somebody that's an older person, and even if it's not related, even today they'll call him auntie or uncle or something like that, right? Or they used to call Abba Ima, but we wouldn't allow them to do that, and they would be forced to call an Eved or a Shifcha by their name, because we're afraid that people would mistake the Eved or the Shifcha as actually being their parents, if they're going out into the shuk and so on. Therefore, the understanding meaning over here is that Rabbi Gamliel's children were well known and were choshev in the eyes of people, and therefore we would never make that kind of error. Obviously, the Pashat Pshat is that this relates back to the idea of kosher, which he said about Tavi Avdo. The problem is that up until now, we've been talking about the Madrig of the Avonim Shvachas as kosher, not as choshev. Even a moment ago, we said, "Ken mai nachta l'ksherim." Okay, continuing on. Omer Rabbi Elazar, "Mai dechtiv kein avarecha b'chayai, b'shimcha yasa kapai." Kein avarecha b'chayai refers to Kriyat Shema. And that means that my saying over Kriyat Shema is an expression of the essence of the values of my life. It's not just words. And the very fact that a person is ready to be meiser nefesh with Kriyat Shema, v'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, and so on and so forth, that is giving over your life. B'shimcha esa kapai means tefillah. And that is that everything that I am mispala, lifting my hands to the Shamayim, is b'shimcha, which is why we say at the end of our tefillah, aseh leman shemecha. And that means that one's ikar, kavana, and tefillah is not that I need this, but that the world's expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is served by my having this. So therefore, if a person does that, that's complete the darga of Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, the Imo Sekein, if he does that, Allah Vakatuv Omer, continues on the Pasuk to say, Kemo Chalei V'Dashen Tizbanavshi. So then you have a complete sense of fulfillment, as if you brought the Chalev and the Deshen, you were took off the Deshen from the Mizbeach, you put on the Chalev of a Korban on the Mizbeach, V'Siftei Rinanot Yalel Pi. I have lips to say different levels of rinanot, which must refer to two completely different contexts of reality. And therefore, lo och dochel shnei olamim, ho olam hazeh v'olam haba, shenamar v'siftei rinanot yahalal pi. Rebbe Elazar, after he finished his prayers, and we're going to see over here, we know that we have the minhag after we finish Mona Esrei, even after we say the Takon of Chazal that we spoke about earlier, which was the idea of Yilor Tzon Imrei Pi Ve'Gyon Nibi L'Fanecha, which we say after Tefillah, we also have a personal appendage to the Tefillah, which we say today, Elohai, the Tzor L'Shon Yimeira, and so on. That idea of coming off of the Chiyuvim that Chazal were put into place as a Kviyut, and being able to say things that are personal, are a place for you to say, as we find elsewhere, if somebody wants to say after his tefillah, even like the entire vidui of Yom HaKippurim, it's fine and you can add it there. So we give you a vehicle to start speaking about things that have to do specifically with yourself, and that's why it's Elohai. Where up until then, everything is in terms of Klal Yisrael as a whole, and all our tefillahs are B'Lashon Rabim. And in order for you to come down slowly into a matzav in which you have your own life that you need to take responsibility and worry about, we provide this Elohai. Now, different Amorayim and Tanayim had personal tefillahs that they appended afterwards. Some of them were contextual to the lives of those people who had very special concerns. So some of them we take on as part of our daily tefillah. Some we take on as special occasions tefillah. Some of them we append to other brachas, as you will immediately note as we go through them. So Rabbi Elazar, Bosin of Bessayim Tzulusay, he would say like this. Yiratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetishkon bepurinu ahava ve'achva ve'shalom ve're'ut, which is oftentimes lacking in our own surroundings, v'tarbeg volenu betalmidim, v'tatzliach sofenu acharit v'tikva, v'tasim chalkenu began Eden, v'taknenu b'chaver tov, v'yetzer tov ve'olamecha. And may we wake up in the morning and find ourselves naturally drawn, nimtza yichul levavenu lir'ah et shemecha, and may the needs of our nefesh come before you, l'tova. Rabbi Yochanan, and v'atam nemesayim tzudzei amar hachi. Yiratzom mefanecha Hashem Elokeinu. Look at the situation that we're in. Tatzitz beboshtenu, tabit beraatenu. We are in a mess. V'titlabesh berachamecha, v'titkase be'uzicha, v'titatev b'chasidotecha, v'titazer b'chaninotecha, v'tavo lefanecha midat tuvecha v'anvanotecha, in order to be mekabel our tefillas. Rabbi Zera, Basar de Mesayim Tzvotei Marachi, Yiratzon milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shelo necheta v'lo nevosh v'lo nikale mi'avotenu. Some learn that this means, even though we're sure to mess up, let it not be worse than our forefathers, which is also a little bit cynical. The other approach is that we should not do the type of things that would cause us to be embarrassed in front of my forefathers, which was Theoden King's, remember, his last tefillah, that now he goes to greet his forefathers and he no longer has to be embarrassed in their presence. Obviously, Tolkien had been learning this Gemara as well. Rabbi Chiya Basar Matzah Amarachi, Yiratzon milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetehe toratecha umunotenu. You'll notice that one. V'al yad velibenu, v'al yechshechu einenu. Rav, and this is why we say zechut tefilat Rav, which people don't know what it's referring to, he said like this, Yiratzon milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetiten lono chayim aruchim, chayim shel shalom, chayim shel tova, chayim shel bracha, chayim shel pranasa, chayim shel chibut atzamot, chayim sheyesh ben yirat chet, חיים שאין בהם בושה וכלימה, חיים של עושר וכבוד, חיים שתהי בנו אהבת תורה ויראת שמיים, חיים שתמעלה לנו את כל משאלות בנו לטובה, and this became our tefillah for the chidush of the birchas levana, the birchas החודש. רבי בזצולוסי אמר הכי, ירצון לפניך השם לוקינו ולוקי אבותינו שתצילינו מהזי פנים ומהזות פנים, מאדם רע ומפגע רע, מיצר רע, מחובר רע, משכין רע, מסתן המשחית, מדין קשה ומבעל דין קשה, בין שהוא בן ברית, בין שאינו בן ברית. Now this is Rebbe amazingly feeling vulnerable to rotten people and to people that were after him and attempting to destroy him, despite the fact that Rebbe was a Nasi and he was surrounded by policemen and secret service people that were provided by the government. Because remember that he was very close with Antoninus, and the Gemara says that Antoninus provided all of these secret service people to protect Rebbe. Nonetheless, he felt completely vulnerable and was mispalel this way. And of course, we add this to our tefillas every day, but we append it to the closing of our Birchot HaShachar.